They
So,
go about their business and leave you guys be.
I guess we rest for like a
Okay.
couple hours or something.
A day and a half later, you guys are all finally patched
All
back. Oh, you've had a rough time. Go ahead and give me another willpower roll to heal up. Willpower times five. All right, you've had two plus days of nightmare after having a series of nightmares. You were almost in shock the whole time.
Yeah. Nope.
This healing crap doesn't work. You sit around wounded all the time because it is your lot in life to always be wounded. You w used to be an adventurer until you took an arrow to the knee. So, day and a half, 2 days, whatever later, it looks like the nights and stuff are normal here. There's no weird crap that happens or anything like that. It's you're in a medieval city. They have some weird stuff going on because every now and then you hear a lot of farting in the distance. Like it sounds like a lot of really big creatures all farting all the time. They don't seem to have too much in the way of like pack animals and stuff, so everything is kind of hand drawn, and everybody is really busy until the sun goes down, and then suddenly it's a dead city except for the guards wandering around. It's kind of like, oh, sun's down, time to go home and sleep. And then when sun comes up, everybody's up again. This is what we
Isn't there
call.
a general out here?
Yeah, there's Claire and Darius. Let me go introduce you. I'll go and introduce them to Darius and Claire.
He takes
Old Jeff
you
Claire.
over to a town hall looking thing. Oh, that meant where to go. Yeah. No problem. You get to meet up with the people who run the place. There's Darius and his wife. Darius is a black man with white dreadlocks. Claire, white girl with hair that's braided that goes down to about her waist, brown hair. And their friend, who seems to be like a court advisor slash weirdo that hangs out. His name is Obed, and he dresses just like in the picture.
Hey, just we the mask guy is out here.
No, the mask person was here, but he was far away, like weeks travel from
Apparently,
here.
he has a red light pulsating sphere of doom.
Yes, which he took with him into some portal and disappeared. So, yeah, we don't know where he is.
Oh, give me a memory roll there for something since. Oh, Corey, take card. Alex, give me a memory roll for something based on what you were just told by Dr. Stephen.
Okay. Fumbled.
You see three cows in your mind. One of them is playing a violin, and the other two have linked arms and are dancing around. They're like the Disney cows on their back legs. That's all that comes to mind, but you're sure whatever it was that you missed out on knowing is vitally important. So, anyway, you ignore that and watch the cows for a while. It's better that way.
I'm just like, Doc, this is Claire, Darius, Obed. Claire, Darius, Obed, this is Doc, and this is Allie. They're with me.
Darius comes and greets you warmly. Claire gives a little wave. Obed poses dramatically.
Okay.
All
Pleasure to
right,
meet you
cool.
all.
How is the whole situation with the dwarves going? Are they still
We've heard rumors because we've been doing our best to pacify them, but we've heard rumors that they believe that we have the spices that they want, and so soon they may be marching on us. They
right.
really want those spices. I don't know who introduced them to them, but if I did, says Darius, clenching a fist.
Don't worry, we're here to help you, because we're kind people, we'll get you those spices.
All right, that's what I wanted to hear, says Darius, giving a big smile.
I'm just like, soon? Bad poker face. let's go try and procure some spices. Actually do something useful.
Good luck. We're all counting on you, says Darius. He realized that the city is doomed. Soon it will be in flames, chaos in the streets, people running, screaming.
You know, normal things.
Mm-hmm. Alright, let's go back to Gotham. Gotham. And see if we can... I don't know what the law is like in the 60s and when it comes to renting vehicles. I'm going to ask one of the other two if they know by any chance. Do you know if we were to rent a truck in Gotham, how much that would cost us? It's in the 60s or 50s, somewhere around there. And if we need ID and stuff like that. I have no idea.
Well, I was thinking about this while we were healing up. Maybe we should instead try to steal a truck from a warehouse that already has a stock full of spices in it, instead of actually trying to purchase them.
The problem is, Gotham itself is out of spices. We bought everything. So we need to travel to another neighboring city, buy the spices from there, and then bring it back.
It just gets worse and worse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So why don't we just go to the neighboring city and steal the spices?
Yeah, we can do that. But we need to travel there with a truck. So we can steal a car or a truck from Gotham, go to the city, and then either buy or steal the spices. I'm okay with that. It's just, it involves, you know, stealing, which can cause problems sometimes.
Stealing would be wrong, says Obed. Darius likes spices. He goes, but we need the spice.
Well, I mean, I would normally agree if what we were dealing with was any sort of normal, but given that everything seems to just be in utter insanity, chaos all the time, I'm not really putting it or filing it under like some sort of crime, because as far as I'm concerned, everybody just does what they need to do to survive out here and everywhere we go.
You know best, Doc.
I don't know best, but I'm just saying that it would be likely easier to find an already packed delivery truck, you know, or a warehouse that already had all that we needed in there, instead of trying to negotiate the purchase of a bulk amount of spice to the degree that which you want to purchase.
Darius says, I have a question.
Yes.
Well, two things come to my mind. First, driving a truck, we're talking like a semi-truck, right?
Somewhat, yes.
That's significantly different than a car. I mean, do you know what double clutching is?
I do.
Did you pick up drive semi also?
Class B.
You got semi. You specified class B? Wow.
That's a type of license.
Cool. He goes, all right. My second question is, how would you get the truck here? Technology.
No. Well, we'll leave the truck outside of Clem's and then just carry everything bit by bit. It'll take a while, but
yeah, okay. Especially if you're dealing with pallets of stuff. But on the other hand, that's the kind of out of the box thinking that I like, stealing a truck of spices. Whoever came up with steal the already done truck of spices, take a card. However, I'm I don't know where you would find an already loaded truck.
Spice factory.
Okay.
Why don't we go there, Doc? And go there and see if, first of all, we need to leave the city, so we definitely need some form of transportation. Then we need to find a spice factory, or a truck, or a shop, and then we'll take it from there. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Let's get a taxi.
Taxi sounds great. All right.
Cut two, you're back in the city. It's dark. It's drizzling rain. Why the fuck is it always dark here, you wonder? And you can't find a taxi that leaves the city. However, they keep telling you should go get a bus or buy a car. You can buy an inexpensive car, they tell you, if you want to go out of the city.
How much would it be?
Give me a luck roll to find a guy who knows a guy who will sell you a car.
Yep.
You find a guy who knows a guy who will sell you a car. Give me a bargain roll to haggle with him on the car, because he's wanting $1,000, but you think you can talk him way down because the car's a piece of shit. It should get you out of the city and hopefully to a different town where you can find a spice factory. If only you knew where one was. There's no internet to research it on, though, so you're going crazy because there's no Starbucks either.
Can either of you negotiate this deal?
Sure.
Hooray!
I'll try and help you.
Pleasure.
Orders first. Supporting the skill means you're trying to help, but you get a roll to skill. It's a great way to learn new skills and stuff like that, Jesse. But if you fail, that's okay. If you fumble, you're going to hinder him. If you succeed or crit, you help. So go ahead and try rolling your bargain. See what happens. A fumble is the best thing to get for the GM. It makes him happy. Bargain should be under B on your sheet.
Oh, you want me to help? Oh, I thought...
Your name is Jesse. When I say Jesse and...
No, step up, I thought you were just telling me about it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Yeah.
My brain isn't all here.
Okay. We're going to do the Homer Simpson. Your name is Mr. Smith. When I nod at you and step on your foot and say, Mr. Smith, you say, hello. Okay, great. Corey, it's all up to you now.
Nope.
Perfect. So.
1,000.
1,000.
I want to inspect the car first.
It's a piece of shit. You're not convinced it'll make it out of the city, but it might if you baby it along. Do you have mechanical repair?
You know I don't.
Perfect. Looks good to you.
I mean, I do, but it's not really high.
We can get a car rolling if you look at the car.
All right. I'll try.
We could try the buses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could do. How much would the buses cost?
$20 each.
Yeah. That sounds bad to me. Yeah, it's quit. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You guys leave that guy who looks disappointed. He wasn't able to get $1,000 out of you for the car. Joe's, you guys leave. Bumper falls off the back. He looks at it and goes, traitor. Cut two. You guys go to Gray Dog Bus.
I don't have any money.
Don't worry, I got you covered.
Okay.
He pays for all of you. Fortunately, there's no IDs or anything needed to ride a Gray Dog Bus. You guys get in it. There's a bunch of different freaks and weirdos in there who are all doing their thing. And you guys drive out of the city. And has everybody got space-time distortions maxed already?
I don't.
Give me a sanity roll. It's the weirdest shit because when you're going out of the city, the sky is getting lighter and lighter like really fast. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's sunlight. You look back, the city's still in darkness. Something is wrong, you think?
Oh, that's great.
Okay, roll a D6, as this is very obviously something is screwed up in the universe. Perfect.
Oh.
So take 6 off of your current Sandy, so your new Sandy is like 52. And then under space-time distortions, you can add that 6 onto whatever you've got there until you get up to the max. And then we take you to the next part of it, which should be fun on the bus. Let me know when you're done with that part, and I'll give you the next part.
How do I mess with my sanity, like, in general?
You just you just hit the radio button next to the new number. Like, there's little circles next to everything.
Oh, okay.
You just check off what your new sanity is.
All right, that, okay, yeah. All right.
Ready for the next part?
Yep.
No.
Roll willpower time 3.
All of us?
No, just her. She's the only one who may freak out and lose it on the bus.
Woo!
Damn. All right. I was really thinking she would pull out a gun and shoot somebody in the back of the head who was sitting on the bus.
I forgot to take a check, by the way.
Yeah, take a check in willpower. Put check next to it. Good call there. Yeah, Freddie. So she manages to control her psychotic impulses, and you guys drive off. You get to a different town. Now, unfortunately, before leaving, you didn't research to see which town it would be, so I need you to elect one of your number to do the luck roll. Who would like to be the main person for this luck roll? I think Freddie's had enough abuse for the day, so one of the other two, perhaps? I mean, he's pretty down right now.
I think Allie should be our lucky person.
Excellent. So you either you can roll to try to support her luck roll before she rolls her luck roll. So wait to roll your luck roll and see if you get any help from these guys. Roll the support luck roll.
Where's luck? I can't find it under L.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay.
Dr. Stephen Yang gives you a minus 10% on your luck modifier. Luck is a skill.
The cool skills.
I will re-roll that.
What? No, just give her negative 10. She likes it. She needs the pressure. She functions well under pressure.
I can't find it. I'm just probably stupid. It's at the
very
top.
Top
right?
Very top right.
Yeah, it's in the very top of the third column.
Okay. I got you. Minus what percent now?
10. No, no. Hold on.
Oh, wait.
Hold on.
Re-roll. No, okay.
So plus so 10.
You're at a plus 10% total.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that he'd be like, yep, 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 and just messing with you the whole bus trip to throw off your,
oh my goodness.
And you guys pull into, it's like the Monsanto equivalent of spice thing. The bus drops you off like in front of it, and there's like a taxi stand, and it's like, we supply spices to the world factory right over there. You guys look, it's like, well, that's oddly convenient. Suspiciously so. I agree.
Nice.
Apparently she is lucky.
Oh, well, look at Sean.
It's the cat ears that do it for her.
Okay. So we see the place that has all the spice in it, right?
Everybody points at it. It's literally like 100 yards away. Like, oh, there it is. Or
now the drivers for their trucks, do they wear a specific uniform, Logan?
Yes, they do. They all wear this is 1950s, 60s, so everybody wears a uniform and such. Yeah.
I'm going to play instant disguise.
God damn.
Nice.
All right, he goes, ha-ha, I have the uniform. And, all right, no problem. Corey, take a card just for clever card play. And, right, well, wearing the uniform, it's really simple. All I'm going to need from Corey is a simple fast talk at full. Yeah, I need to take out the miscellaneous spaces over to Galensburg. That kind of shit. And you guys hang out outside waiting for the truck to pull up and pick you guys up as he wanders off to go get the spices.
I will reroll that. I want it to go easy.
Steal one of these trucks. Which one do you suggest?
I'm gonna reroll that.
Okay. How many hero points do you have left, Corey?
I have. Oh, I was just looking at it. I have 16 left.
Nice. Jesse, how many hero points are you down to?
8.
Oh, Lord.
I'm fine.
Hey, you're 4 times better than Freddy's doing right now. No problem. By half, he's like, no, I think you should take the bigger spice truck with more spices and stuff to other places that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
Come on over. Yep. Okay. We'll do the safety check and all that, and he gets you in there. Give me, since you specified Class B on your freaking license like a boss, go ahead and you start doing the. Give me a truck driving roll.
I'm not doing anything crazy.
Not at all. Right. You're just doing, you're going out, but there's like, it's a really narrow thing because all these friggin' trucks go in these narrow ass places. If you were backing up, you realize you'd be fucked. But I'm curious if you do long scrape like Freddy did with the boat. Yeah. That may cause some suspicion, but if you can make it.
By 1 point, I failed.
All right, no problem. Yeah, you run over something that kind of makes the truck go, and the guy's like, hey, be careful there, you.
I just wave sorry, whatever.
fuck off, I'm busy. I'm driving here, man. Eventually, a big truck stops, and Doc picks you guys up, and you guys get in the truck, and now it's smooth sailing. Or is it? And then the camera, like, pans across. It goes Doc, and then it goes Allie, and then it goes to a very nervous-looking Freddy, who realizes he has to manipulate time and space in order to make this work.
Whoa, hold on. Can't we just drop the money? Can't we just park the truck outside of Clem's and just take the spices in?
Sorry, I thought you were going to a different Clem's where you wouldn't arouse any suspicion.
Well, I mean, do they... Would they be suspicious
of a giant truck with people running back and forth for a day or two with spices, armloads of spices out of this huge truck? That are you kidding?
Okay, yeah, good point. What if we just park the truck in like a warehouse or something, just out of view, and just take the spices that way?
Then that will take. Probably 3 years or so to Clem's.
Do we have to take all the spices though?
I mean,
every last jar of cumin.
Okay, I can try the walk, but if I fail, I'm not rerolling that. So.
Well, you can take time until the police event or until the company eventually figures out that their truck didn't get there and then starts to look for it, and the yard driver. What of him? He's probably showing up now going, I'm here for my truck. And they're like, we gave your truck to you. Who was that other guy? That's all going on now. So,
but it's 1950s, so there's no like satellites or
right
computers or anything like that. No GPS. We could just go off to the desert somewhere and they'll never find us.
True. On the other hand, though, the cops do beat the suspects to get a confession. So there's ups and downs.
The problem is, if I am not further walking to MMO land, there's no telling where we'll end up.
Well, where do you want to go to? Because there's
outside of Kinderville, basically.
Really? Well,
I mean,
you remember there's a couple of reasons why that might be a bad idea. I'll let you think about that for a
besides
minute.
Besides the defenses, yes, I know that. No.
Not even including that. You might want to reread your shadow walking ability real quick, sir.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Familiar,
that's what I'm saying. MMO land's not a good idea then, yeah. Okay.
Be stranded in the fucking desert somewhere watching.
Burlington could work, but...
In Burlington, nobody would say shit about you guys spending days offloading spices. they keep wishing you happy Friday, but you'd also have a nice warm place to sleep and you'd be fed.
It's just the agents. I don't know. I hope they left by
what if
now.
They just, what if the agents were only responding to us trying to break into the milk factory?
It could be.
What if they don't care as long as we're not, or they could have been responding to your lightsaber against the milk factory. I don't know.
That could also be it, yeah.
So we might actually be okay there as long as we don't do anything out of the ordinary.
All right, well, I'll try and take this there, but if this goes like it did last time.
Do any of you guys have an open criminal case against you? No.
Not in this country.
Well, I have an inadmissible evidence good lawyer card, if you would like it.
Believe it or not, that card once fucked the entire party. All the PCs. All of them. It was hilarious. Ask them.
Well, something. No. You can't trade it to me anyway, because I have that card thing.
Oh, gotcha.
Anyway, let's try this. Burlington. Fail. Nope, we're not doing it.
No problem. You guys spend a day driving the highways and byways of the country. Corey, since you're the driver of the semi, see, it's not so bad just failing when you've got time. I'm going to ask for a luck roll from Corey because I'm curious about police or fuel or any of those kind of things.
Well, we have that.
You've got money. You've got bat bucks. Go, Corey.
Yay!
It looks like just a normal, wonderful day as you guys go cruising through. Mark off 100 bat bucks. You spend it in fuel, food, etc. Just think about that. It costs as much to fill up a whole semi-truck back then as it does part of an SUV now.
Wow. All right, I'll try this again. But Corey's, I don't know how many
times. His driving thing. Well, yeah, you're fine until you either succeed or fumble. One of those two.
Yeah,
Bat bucks run out, and then you run out of fuel, probably in a desert somewhere. Are you going? It looks like you are going into a desert now on the second day, which is good because, as you pointed out, once you get into a desert and you're taking some back roads and stuff like that, nobody will be able to find you. But you know, you hit some more gas, mark off another 100 bat bucks, and your money slowly begins to dwindle away. The other two, well. Okay, Dr. Stephen Yang seems like he may have found his second career. But unfortunately, Allie seems bored out of her mind.
I hate my life.
Go ahead and try again.
Do it. Here, wait. I have a skill plus 15% for you.
Oh, there you go. Well, no, he can't get any cards because he's chosen to keep the amazing greed.
Yeah.
Possibly due
to... I just have an assistant. But, yeah.
So it's all up to you to bring the bacon home.
Bacon.
Yeah. You're the daddy, doing it with a 25% skill, hoping not to fumble and run him into some sort of horrible shadow world where you can't even shift any shadows at all. You don't even, you're starting to have doubts in your own power. You mark off another 100 bat bucks. It's been 3 days.
Finally.
Okay. On the fourth day, however, you guys find a paved road that eventually goes through some forest and eventually goes back into the town of Burlington. You guys pull up in front of the Clem's Barbershop and then begin the tedious 3 or 4 days of offloading.
Hold on. What I'll do is, since they have access to Burlington, I'll just tell them, go back to MMO Land and say, Chuck's in Burlington with the spices. Have at
it. Thank you so much. We'll take care of it.
But the truck is ours. Just.
What are we going to do with the truck, buddy? They just give you a long level look as they glance in the direction of like the PC house where they've given you some of the best property in the city in order to make you comfortable and stuff. And then look at you like, sure, it's your truck. Yeah. Yeah. Yours. All yours. All right. Your truck, all yours. We'll put your name on it.
Finally, we did the spices.
Yes.
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 You put my name on the truck? I like the truck.
Sure. The truck is yours. You can have it.
No problem. So where do you want to go now? The spices is done.
I wanted to take them to the...
Remind me to give you some extra sandy for the spices, like, because to you that was a huge deal.
Yeah, it was. I wanted to take them to the halfway inn to show them around because they were curious. I'll go back to the embassy.
That would be a good cap to the adventure. So after the halfway inn, then we'll call it a day. But
okay.
So you end up going back to the Beastkin to get togas?
Yeah, togas. And I want to ask the two children to help me with the prey.
Okay. By the way, when you call them children, they look like they're in their...
Sorry. Yeah.
You know, they used to be children, but then they got
old. Yeah.
No worries. They will give they will both help support your Latin because they can't just do it for you. So, but they'll give you a plus 10% as they slowly and painstakingly help you to pronounce. What?
I speak Latin.
You can also support if you want, because you don't have the chalk thing or whatever. Or actually, you
want maybe then the chalk.
I can do it.
Can I just give him the chalk?
Yes.
His Latin's better. Okay.
Yes.
Tell him what to do, and then.
No problem. He pretty much, the kids give him a freaking paragraph, and he goes, da 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 da. And then they give him another paragraph, and he goes, da 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 da. It works out really tremendously well. You chant along. Would you like to try your Latin also, Jesse?
Yes, sure.
You guys are all standing around in togas chanting in Latin because that's just how it appears to
no!
go. Like, fuck Jupiter. Fuck him in the ass. I hate him so much. I will punch him in the face. And the kids are like, stoom, stoom.
Does that mean you can't come through?
It works regardless for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Mark off one charge off your chalk. Ready?
How many charges do I have?
They start with 5, and then after you run out, you need a new piece of chalk. It's also, if you fail your Latin 5 times in a row and you're out of chalk, then you're screwed.
Okay.
You guys go in through the door. Off to your right, there are 2 fountains, one at about belt level and the other at foot level. They have a swirl of clean water that comes in one side and exits the other, staying only briefly in the depression in the middle. There's a woman with a hammered iron collar about her neck and a stack of clean towels and a basket of dirty ones waiting next to the fountains. On the left side is a large, muscular, scarred man with a metal club, and he's sitting in one of those tall bar chairs. He's dressed in Kerboli armor. He looks as though he's mostly human, having possibly been bred with something darker, evil, and possessing more teeth. His nose has been broken so many times it thinks it's a career. One of his ears is cauliflower. The other is missing the top bit where it was very obviously cut off. He has a jack-o'-lantern smile, and he has a large handbell on the table near him. Hello, sir, he says to Freddy.
Is this a foot
Hello.
Wash? Logan?
Is it a what?
A foot wash?
Yes. Yes, it is. Foot and hand.
These are my friends, please. If you could just introduce them to the place. Tell them the rules, please.
From the master, sir.
Yes,
and Logan, I'd like to do the traditional foot and hand wash etiquette from history, my history.
Give me a history roll or etiquette roll to know how to do it.
History, please. That's one of my focuses.
Nice. It's very simple. You stick your foot out and the slave washes it. That's their job. Super simple.
Yeah.
But
I do.
He gets his hands and feet washed. The slave towels them dry, puts back on your shoes and stuff, and tosses the towel in the dirty towels hamper.
Is the guard a gladiator?
No. He looks like he's just a very rough individual. He may have worked as one at one time, since your character actually seems to know a lot about history. It's very possible that he was a gladiator. If he was, it's not any that you recognize. But yeah, gladiators were kind of like the professional wrestlers of their day.
And I nod to him. Boy, have you fought in the rings?
And outside of them, he smiled. My name's Dan.
What's your name? I'm sorry.
Dan.
Gam.
Dan.
How'd you do in there? Did you win your freedom, or?
I was a freed man. I chose to fight him.
Oh, yeah. All right. Excellent.
Yeah. Made some money, sold some olive oil. You know how it is.
Sure. All right.
Do you guys want to get your hands and feet washed as well?
Sure.
Great. Done. You guys then proceed through the entryway. The walls are of pink marble. There's light in the ceiling up. The floor itself is covered in mosaic. Mosaic is like little squares of colored tiles. And so when you walk on them, it feels like you're walking on a heavily rough pebbled ground. In the mosaic pictures themselves, in addition, there's some guy with a yellow leaf-bladed sword. And there's also a lot of pictures of penises, which all point in the direction you're going. Do research on history in real life. The Romans loved their penis jokes all the time.
They did.
Oh, my God. The light is a small oil lamp placed here and there. You guys proceed through the tunnel and come to a desk, like a hotel desk with, like, the cubby holes and the keys and stuff. There's a man standing there with a elegant tunic, toga, gold jewelry upon his neck. A couple of young boys with collars on stand in tunics nearby looking attentive. So
is this a bathhouse, Logan?
Ah, good question. It probably does have bath stuff in it, but it seems to be kind of a hotel drinking establishment type thing, a kind of all-in-one thing, which is very unusual for Roman stuff. Yeah. There's marble stairs leading up to the right. To the left is a split tunnel. It goes left and right, illuminated by more oil lamps. The man himself is in his 30s. He looks physically fit and handsome in a very Roman sort of way. His nose could be a ship's icebreaker, and he has piercing eyes. He says things to you in Latin, which Corey doesn't need to roll again, but you other two with lower than 60 Latin do if you wish to understand. And play sing along in Latin. Wow. Oh, she's got 60. Okay, you don't need to make any more Latin rolls. You are succeeding. You get a check in Latin and stuff like that. You are good to go for Allie.
Mm-hmm.
How about Freddie, the only guy who doesn't seem to be fluent in Latin? How'd you do? Oh, you fumbled. He says, the people I am going to kill soon. I am so happy to kill you soon.
What?
He smiles and nods.
Say that again, please.
Death, he says.
What did he say?
Fighting isn't allowed here. What are you talking about?
He said, thank you for saying the prayers to the patron god of this dwelling to come here. Welcome to the house of Vespillo.
I'm just like,
ready and goes, and they switches to English, and it says, pardon?
Fighting is not allowed here.
Correct.
You can't do that.
Quite right. I will tell them the rules immediately.
Okay.
He says, the rules are very simple. You can use precious metals to pay for things. He looks in your empty hands because you've forgotten something important, Freddy. And he goes, laundry service and whatnot is free as long as you're staying at minimum for several hours.
Wait, hold on 1 second, sir. Did you say this was the house of Vespillo?
Ah, yes, I am Vespillo.
So, okay, I'm sorry. The Vespillo I was familiar with, he dealt with carrying out dead people. So I don't know. Is that you? That's not you, right?
Shifty dog eyes. No, I am Secundus Trebilius Vespillo. Empathy rolls on him if you'd like.
Yes, I would like that. Where is my empathy? Here it is.
M for you, M for me, empathy.
Yay.
Go, Ollie, roll empathy.
Oh, yep.
Are you getting spacey on me?
Yeah, sorry.
This is why it's difficult for parents to discover if teenagers are on drugs, Corey. Ah, excellent. Everybody makes it. She makes it the best. Yes, he is definitely hiding lots. He's friendly and stuff, but you're also she also detects that if you were to pry, then it could turn on a dime.
My mistake then. I'm sorry. Of course. I was mistaken. I apologize.
Very well.
As I file this factotum in my head.
Yes. So, neither one of you have been here before, have you?
No.
Takes a box and he says, please, each of you, take one piece of chalk. On the box, it says, export of Froopy Land. Patent.
We get cards for this, too.
Yes. Let me get the cards. Are you doing notes? Is that what is distracting you, Spark?
Yeah.
Good. Right. The cards you get. I can't say that that's a bad thing. She's taking notes and shit. Corey picks up the Knight of Swords and the High Priestess. And Spark picks up Moon and Sun. A lot of major arcana going out now. Woo! Look at Alex's face. He's like, major arcana.
Property of what? Logan, is this stuff?
Froopy Land. Here, I'll cut and paste what it said in the thing here, or export of Froopy Land, rather. Hold on a minute. Let me grab that for you. There you go, Corey. Okay.
Got it.
So, he says, the rules. Abuse of the staff or slaves will get you banned if you're unhappy with their performance. Please let a member of staff know. The slaves will be whipped appropriately. Other travelers such as yourself may be found in the Sinister Passage. Bringing in anything other than people might get you ejected forever if it causes some sort of problem. We do not wish the locals to be tainted with strange ideas or goods, especially futuristic goods and such. So even if they were to pickpocket it from you, it is your fault. If you can't keep hold of it, don't bring it. Any combat, whether you were defending yourself or the aggressor, will get you banned forever. Questions?
No. So no fighting.
No. If you have any problem, we have several large, rough-looking men dressed much like Gan stationed around the room. Simply get behind one of them.
One question. Once we're out of the talk, how do we get more?
I will give you a new piece when your old piece is finished.
Okay.
Or you can turn in the old piece and I will give you a new piece if you are worried it is becoming too short.
I've only used it once, so it's fine.
Yeah. So, right. And you both can mark down that you know the rather lengthy Roman prayer. Since you guys are both fluent in Latin, assuming you make your Latin roll, if you are in a hurry, it might take 5 or 10 minutes to open the gate.
So before we leave, I ask him, you know, if he knows a Quintus Lucretius Vespolo.
Logan doesn't know Quintus Vespucius Vespolo yet, but no, he says.
Just checking.
It shows him doing that, like, narrowed eye thing, and it shows his eyes following Steven as dun dun dun. Take a card for making him uncomfortable, Corey. So, which passage would you like to go into, the left or the right?
Sinister.
Which one is that, sir? Yeah, suck it.
What? left?
You guys go into the left passage. Let me...
If I don't see what I'm supposed to see, I'll come back the other way.
I thought you were gonna say I will shit myself in woe. No problem. You guys head in, and it looks like there's a. Let's see. You go through a tunnel. There's a slave just standing in there for some reason. He bows to you, and you guys go on by, and it looks like a cavernous drinking room. Kind of with the curved ceiling, and it's got the oil lamps and such and sconces along the wall. Looks like there's a bar here. There's also a little kitchen that they're making food. And they have hamburgers and pizza that they're serving here, as well as regular Roman food.
So this is the one, okay.
See a lot of different people in here and whatnot. They're just going about talking, drinking. It looks like everybody drinks out of bowls. It smells like wine, and you see them watering it down.
One last thing, you two. Try not to ask where anyone's from. Very secretive. Okay.
So just so you, we're kind of on our own, right, Logan?
How do you mean?
I mean, like, we don't have an escort or anything with us, do we?
Not at all.
Okay.
Go up and
just so you guys know, in history, Vespillo was responsible for collecting the dead bodies of poor people, carrying them out, disposing of them, and doing things to them. So, you know.
Doing what? Like burying them, or?
Sometimes.
Take about burn out.
Oh. I can't remember if his father or him, he got in some trouble and was jailed and executed, or rather murdered while he was in jailed for nasty things. But yeah, that's what his main deal was.
And you think that's him?
Don't know. Hey, everyone in the group gains a hero! Woohoo!
Ah! Yay! I need more. Okay.
Just so you know, I don't know if it matters or relates to this, but
you know. That would be good information to post on the boards if you had some time. Someone else might be able to.
Right. Do something with it. I don't know. But being that it's the house of Vespillo, that makes me a little nervous in the sense that essentially we're in a house that collects dead people, so.
Well, I mean, there's no fighting around, so. But I don't know.
Just pointing it out.
Because this is the sinister patterned place. But basically, people like us, more or less, come here and chat, trade, whatever information you want.
For a possible card for Jesse, can you tell me why this is the sinister passage?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
No worries. For a card, it's the prize thing. Sinister is the old word for left. Because left-handed people were considered evil at one time, sinister, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That's one time. Left-handed people are still considered evil.
That's true. I do my best to uphold my part of evilness.
Hey, I'm left-handed.
And evil.
Yeah.
See, we knew you were evil.
Is LJ or... Hold on, let me see what devils are called. LJ or... There. Oh, LJ is it?
Yeah, he looks over and he goes, hey, Hey, he comes over to you and he goes, want to buy a boat? You guys laugh. He sulks and goes back to his chair, sits down, looks dejected.
I'll introduce them to Jack and Joe as well, just so they know who they are.
Yep. Jax isn't here, but Joe is. Joe is in his 40s, average height, bit on the heavy side. He has black hair that's parted in the middle and a very old-timey haircut. He goes, hi, my name's Joe. Joe Crater. He shakes hands all around. History roll, please.
Joe who?
Crater, C-R-A-T-E-R. I'll give you a refill, Corey, if you can tell me why this man was famous historically without Googling it.
Okay, hang on. Joe Crater.
Nothing comes to mind? Don't Google it.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I was looking for my history skill. No, I don't know.
In the in 1930, this guy disappeared so completely that for a decade after that, to disappear completely was called pulling a Crater.
Wow.
Oh, that's
cool. Horror history. Yes. Unfortunately, Jesse, if you play in this campaign enough, you will pick up a lot of real world history stuff. And then people will say,
I cannot tell you how much useless trivia and interesting skills I've learned in Logan's campaigns. Mm-hmm. How to build boats. I wanted to have a boat. I had to know what they all were and how to build them and how big they each one was. And crazy. Really crazy.
Yeah. Well, plus there's just a lot of skills that you pick up, like math and all that stuff. So philosophy. Anyway, yeah, he says, please pull up chairs. He signals the guys, like, yeah, let me get you some drinks. Slave comes over and gives everybody some wine in a bowl and then adds water.
Do I know if any of the paper is?
You have no idea. You didn't bring any money, and you didn't bring any of the other stuff that you're supposed to bring and forgot. You feel like, once again, you have just led the party into something where soon they just get wrecked.
I'm just going to say, nothing for us. Thanks.
Oh, no, no. Please, I insist, says Joe.
Can we trade?
What's that? Says Joe.
We don't have anything to pay for this.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. These are on my tab, he tells the slave, who bows and buggers off. No problem. A good trick is always bring a lot of bottles of alcohol, modern day alcohol. As you'll soon find, here, please join me in a drink. He toasts. To your health.
He I'll drink.
It is the most god awful wine you've ever had. It is just horrible. You guys are all like, oh, that's bad. And he says, that's why. Modern alcohol really goes a treat here.
No kidding.
He says, four glasses. Slave brings over glasses. He pulls out a small bottle and pulls everybody a shot of something strong and out of a modern bottle. And he puts that back and he says, a real drink. Ha ha. Here's mud in your eye, he says, toasting.
So, Joe?
Do you guys drink your drink that he gave you? He drank his.
Yeah, I'll drink.
Yeah.
I don't really agree.
No problem. Yeah. It's whiskey, so everybody's like, smooth. But it's not bad. Actually, no, he's from the 1930s. It's gin. There you go. Gin was a super popular drink back then. Anyway. Still is in England for some reason. Horrible shit. He says, yes.
What, have you been traveling recently?
No, I live here now. I had a bad scene where I left, and as you know, wherever you come into this place, when you go out, you end up in exactly the same place. I just didn't want to go back to the same place, so fortunately I brought enough with me that I was able to live here comfortably for years. And I don't seem to be getting any older here. Weird. Although I've heard rumors that it might be moved soon. If you get a chance, be sure to rent a room here sometime when you have money. Then you can look out the window and see what it's like. Old timey Rome. This is even before the Imperium got going. I'm not really great on history and stuff, but it looks pretty crude for Rome, but it is Rome. They still have kings. That's how far back it is.
Cool.
Unfortunately, you can't really interact with it, and I don't recommend throwing anything out the window or trying to climb out the window. Either one's bad.
What happens if you do that?
Well, once I tried to empty a chamber pot out, and I'll tell you, I was so embarrassed when it splashed back onto me. It took the slaves a while to get the smell out. It was horrible. And then if you try to climb out it, you end up climbing back in it. I can't explain it, but yeah, I think that this place is kind of magical or something.
Is anyone here?
Of course, there's the back door. Never use the back door.
Okay.
Nobody's used it has ever come back, so I'm convinced it goes somewhere horrible and deadly. Through it, but they can't see anything. It's just the back door, and once they go through it, I haven't seen them again. So people stop going through it.
Fair enough. If it's not offhand too much, how did you find out about this place?
Well, I had a friend who was really into Roman stuff, and you know, we were at a party, and one thing led to another. And he said, hey, I got, you know, this chalk and let's, you know, do this Roman prayer thing. And I thought, you know, we're drunk and I ended up here and I was like, well, shit, this is great. So, you know, I went back, got some stuff, came back, and that's pretty much it.
Fair enough.
Turns out that my buddy was a traveler. Some people call him Doras. I don't know why.
Because Dora was an explorer.
Ah, he says, interesting. By the way, Jesse, don't be afraid to question people or talk to people and stuff like that, because as Freddie is showing you, they have potentially valuable information or whatever.
And is your friend still an explorer or is he retired now?
I think he died years ago. He was off fighting in the first Demon Wars.
Oh, tell me about those.
It's at some horrible volcanic place. And, you know, there's fire and stuff everywhere. And they had a demon incursion. And a bunch of people who knew how to get there and stuff, they went there. Not a lot of them came back. The ones that did, they weren't the same.
And how long ago was this?
Probably, I don't know, time kind of moves differently. I'm going to guess 20 or 40 years, something like that. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Demon Wars.
Well, the first Demon Wars. There's been successive ones.
Oh, the first. Right. Do you know anything about the Prince of Chaos, by any chance?
I don't know what that is. Is it a demon?
We're not sure.
Sounds like
goes by the, goes by the name of Zog.
Zog, you say?
Yeah.
Wow. I did hear some stuff about somebody named Zog. Let's see. I heard that he's got all red eyes, so probably a demon's my guess. You don't find normal people with all red eyes. I heard they glow, too.
I see.
I think
he
worships corn. I think he worships corn.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah. Well, there you go.